What's going on, everybody? It's Edward Davis from Checkmate Sports. And today's episode, I want to give you guys a shortcut. I want to show you how to get ahead of everybody. And this is a trick that I found in 2021. And since I've done it, my life has 10x. I mean, everything is working for me. And I just want to share that secret with you. So let's go ahead and get into it. So the big question is this: how are sports agents like you and I, who didn't cheat and take money from big time investors, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we compete in a way that lets us get our message, services, and the things that we believe out to the world, and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast is going to give you the answer. My name is Edward Davis, and welcome to Sports Agent Secrets. All right, what's going on? Welcome back, everybody. Let's go ahead and get into it. If you heard this story already, I apologize, but you need to hear it again, okay? I talk to people all the time who want to break into the sports industry. I tell people, you know, all the time, the same thing. If you want to bypass everybody, you have to get behind a paywall. What does that mean? It basically means you have to pay to play. People, you know, and I know because I used to be that individual. We think, okay, you know, we think that we're different. We think that we're unique. And in reality, nobody's different. Nobody's special. Nobody, you know, is. Everybody has the same dreams. Everybody has the same ambitions. Everybody wants, you know, for the most part, want to accomplish the same things. And when people who are trying to break into the sports industry, they all go down the same path. I know because I did the same thing. And the path is the cheapest route. We don't want to pay for anything. We want to go to YouTube University. We want to go to the School of Hard Knocks. We want to learn by trial and error. I get it. But the problem with that is you're wasting time and you're not making money. Okay, so just give you a little backstory. Okay, growing up, I was the quarterback. I thought I knew everything. You couldn't tell me anything. I thought I had it figured out. And as I got older, I've always hit the glass ceiling. I could never have a breakthrough, no matter what business I did, no matter what was going on in my life. I always hit that glass ceiling. And so when I turned 30, I said, you know what? I'm going to do something different. The first 30 years of my life, I tried it my way. I said, you know what? I got the answers. And I had minimal success, but I wasn't where I thought I should be. So I said, you know what? For the next 30 years, I'm going to try something different. And the first thing I said I was going to do was I was going to be coachable. So I found a coach who was doing what I wanted to do, and I paid them a lot of money to learn. Whatever, you know, what it is I was trying to learn. And it was so scary. I remember talking to my wife. I was like, babe, you know, should I do this? You know, this is right after the pandemic. Should I do this? And, you know, she's the yin to my yang. She's the more conservative. I'm more of the risk taker. She didn't want to do it, be honest with you. But I said, you know what? I'm the husband. I'm the leader of this family. I got to take this risk. And I did it. And ever since I did that, my life has changed, because what I did was I spent money to save time. I want you guys to understand that. I spent money to save time. It accelerated my life and my mastery of the skills that I was trying to master within weeks. A lot of people try to go the cheap route. They want to learn by trial and error. And the problem with that, especially in the sports world, where we're judged off of draft cycles, which is every year. If you're learning by trial and error, you're wasting valuable time. You're burning relationships. And if you know, a contract agent, you're running out of calendar time. You only have 2 to 3 years to sign a player. And if you're trying to learn as you go, it's just, you're wasting time, you're wasting money, and you're wasting your effort. And I'm telling you guys, before you get into this business, you want to make sure that you have a plan in place. Because what you don't want to do is become an agent, get your license, you know, telling your wife, telling your husband, hey, babe, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to get us out of here. I'm going to get a first round draft pick. You're recruiting players, you're DMing guys, you're paying players and under the table, which you shouldn't be doing all these things. And then comes draft day, your wife, your husband is looking at you like, hey, you don't have anybody. You know, I don't want that to be you guys. And because I see it happen every season, you know, it's people who I talked to last year who said they got it all figured out. We're going into the draft this year. They don't have anybody. I want you guys to understand that you cannot do this alone. If you're not willing to invest in yourself, it's going to be hard for you to recruit, you know, future millionaire athletes. Because why? Because you don't even believe in yourself. When you invest $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $70,000 into yourself, you start to develop a confidence that you can't fake. You can sit down and you can talk to a mom. You can sit down, you can talk to a star player and let them know, hey, mom, hey, dad, I know I can get the job done. Why? Because I paid the cost to be the boss. If you're coming in from YouTube University trying to fake this stuff, imposter syndrome is going to dominate you. The only way to beat imposter syndrome and to get around that riffraff is to get help. You need to find somebody who knows what they're doing, that has a proven system that is not just working for them, but working for tons of other people. And you need to pay whatever it costs to get next to them. That's the cheat code. And the reason why I say that's the cheat code, because most people aren't going to do that. And if you want to be in the 1%, you have to do what 1% people do. If you want to be a loser, you want to do what everybody else is doing. But if you want to be in the 1%, do what the winners do. It's a reason why Michael Jordan needed Phil Jackson. It's a reason why LeBron James spends $1 million per year on his body just from coaches, because you can't do it alone. If you could, you would have done it by now. All right. So that's the secret. You know, that's the secret. If you want to get to the next level, and that's not just in the sports world, that's in your daytime job. That's, you know, if you need help with your marriage, if you need help, you know, with your health, if you need help with anything. Get a coach, get a mentor, and that way you can accelerate your mastery. Spend money to save time. Don't spend time to save money. All right? Thank you for listening to the Sports Agent Secret Podcast. If you genuinely enjoyed this episode, then please take a screenshot and post it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or wherever else you post stuff. And make sure to tag me in it. Let me know why you enjoyed this episode and what you would love to hear from me so that I can make that for you in the future. And as always, if you want to become a professional sports agent in the next 30 days without going to law school, without taking some difficult certification exam, then the Sports Agent Masterclass is for you. Go to www.sportsagentmasterclass.com and I'll see you on the other side. Take care.